The Brewers look to get their bats going when they square off against the Dodgers in Game 3 of the NLCS tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers have just 5 hits in the first 2 games of the series, and they trailed 2 games to none. Veteran Christian Yelich 0-for-7 against the Dodgers. He's hitless in his last 17 playoff at-bats.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out, and this is how it goes.
First pitch set for 5:08 this afternoon. Tyler Glasnow starting for the Dodgers. Aaron Ashby will get things started off for the Brewers. The Mariners and Blue Jays play Game 4 of the ALCS tonight in Seattle. Toronto got on the board last night with a 13-4 win, but still trails Seattle in that series 2-1. Packers face the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday afternoon in Glendale, Arizona. The Packers searching for answers for their second-half defense. Through 5 games, Packers have allowed just 22 points in the first half of games, 80 points in the second. The Packers still aren't sure about kicker Brandon McManus on Sunday either. McManus won't test his leg until at least tomorrow at the earliest. Matt LaFleur asked if McManus could kick without practice.
Yeah, potentially. I think he's done it a long time. But just like I said last week, I am concerned about it. So I thought Lucas did a great job coming in, stepping in, in a tough situation and did a hell of a job. So we feel comfortable with that as well.
Lucas Haversick made both of his field goal tries last week while subbing for McManus. Week 7 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Pittsburgh. The 4-1 Steelers playing host to the Cincinnati Bengals. Football Badgers looking to end a 4-game losing streak. They'll host number 1 ranked Ohio State on Saturday. The Hockey Badgers play their home opening series with the first of 2 against Minnesota State at the Kohl Center tonight. 17th-ranked Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.